Hello, and welcome to Good Morning Thailand. Today we'll be talking about some of the news topics from across the country. I'm Jay.
And I'm Alex.
This ad is brought to you by CarZuno, the easiest way to lease a brand new car in Thailand.
And we're going to start our day by some unfortunate news that has come along the way after the five-day break from Songkran, because the Songkran festival ends. However, 243 deaths have been reported amidst nationwide traffic accidents. That's right. The six-day Songkran festival in Thailand concluded with a tragic total of 243 fatalities and 1,837 injuries due to traffic accidents, as reported by the education minister. From April 11 to 16, coinciding with the festival, 1,811 accidents were recorded. Motorcycles were involved in 84.9% of these incidents. Chiang Rai experienced the highest number of accidents and fatalities, with 71 and 15 respectively. Despite the high number of accidents, nine provinces reported fatalities. On the campaign's last day alone, 242 incidents resulted in 32 deaths. Speeding, drink driving, and reckless lane switching were the leading causes of accidents. Additionally, 5,786 traffic violations were noted, mostly due to drink driving, with the highest cases in Bangkok. Meanwhile, Phuket's safety campaign reported no fatalities, although 39 people were hospitalized due to injuries during the period.
Always tragic, but we also have to acknowledge that this number is smaller.
Yes, it's smaller than previous years. They have significantly improved. Mm-hmm. However, look, obviously we want those numbers to be zero, but it's at least a sign that things are slightly improving.
And the numbers were zero in Phuket. That's another interesting aspect. They made a big deal of rolling out that road safety campaign, and it seems like it did pay off this year. Yeah. So maybe they can roll that out in other places too. Yeah.
Speeding, drink driving, though, come on, guys. I mean, it's a normal cause of accident and accidents in general, but especially during Songkran. It's just a time where people let a bit too loose.
There's no excuse, man. With how easy and accessible rideshare is these days, like, come on. just order the Bolt.
All right.
Well, that's not the only dastardly thing that was happening during Songkran. So Songkran celebration was marred by a violent gang assault in Phitsanulok. Now, the festive mood of Songkran in Phitsanulok, am I doing that right?
Phitsanulok.
There we go. Took a dark turn as a violent incident involving a gang of youths resulted in serious injuries on April 13th. The chaos began when a group of young men assaulted a woman atop a vehicle, escalating after they confronted. Returning with over 15 accomplices, the group used knives in their assault. The police are pursuing multiple suspects, including a 22-year-old known as Lu Sok, also known as Wei, with others still at large. The attack occurred in front of a shop during the Songkran celebration, leaving three men severely injured, including one, Ukrit, who sustained deep cuts and skull fractures. The incident, which was captured and went viral on social media, has spurred police efforts to secure the area and ensure public safety amid continued festivities. It's something about mob mentalities, man. When you get a bunch of people together and with this one-track mind, you can do anything. So it's pretty scary when that happens.
Yeah. All right, well, we're going to move on to some more unfortunate news. Two foreigners face legal action for public indecency during Bangkok's Songkran Festival. Mm-hmm. Now, during the Songkran Festival in Bangkok's Ratchada neighborhood, two South Korean men were caught engaging in oral sex under a yellow tent, an act that was caught on video and circulated on social media. The incident, which took place at Ratchada Soifor near an entertainment venue's entrance, occurred under a tent belonging to the Huaikwang Police Station, although no officers were present at that time. Despite the visibility and lighting of the location, the men proceeded with their actions, leading to intervention by a security guard. The superintendent Prasop Chok of Huaikwang Police Station confirmed the incident, but noted that further investigation had not been initiated due to lack of a formal complaint from the venue. However, the police planned to summon the men to face charges under Section 278 of the criminal law, which could result in up to 10 years in prison and significant fines for public indecency.
Well, that was a wild story, wasn't it?
Yeah. Hey,
Don't do that, first of all. No public acts of sex. That's not allowed here. And also, under a police tent.
Did they know?
Probably not. I'm not sure.
But the lights and the... Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, the festivities can get out of hand. I feel like a 10-year punishment might be a bit much, but yeah. At the same time...
Is it worth 10 years in prison? I don't know.
Don't do it.
I think public shaming and... I guess a fine would do.
Apparently, the public shaming didn't work because it was very well lit and everybody could see what was going on. So
it was very not enough shame. Yeah. Way too bright for that kind of behavior. But hey,
you got to do what you got to do. I'm not sure. Anyways, yeah, don't do that.
Yeah.
On to our next story. So, there was a clash between a Thai and a Farang. So, water splash dispute at Thai petrol station escalated into a social media controversy between a Thai national and a Farang. So, a seemingly trivial incident involving a water splash turned contentious at a petrol station in Rayong, Thailand, during the Songkran festival. The conflict, captured in a viral social media post, began where Sorn, a Thai man, inadvertently splashed water into the coffee of a foreign passerby. The situation escalated as a foreign man and his Thai wife, a dentist in Rayong, argued with Sorn and others nearby. Despite Sorn's apologies and offering a replacement coffee, which was subsequently thrown away by the foreigner's wife, the couple remained aggrieved, citing their tax contributions and threatening legal action. Netizens are divided over the incident. Some argue it's a typical Songkran fun, while others side with the couple, suggesting that not everyone wishes to participate in water fights. Sorn could potentially face legal consequences if deemed responsible for any harm or damage from his actions.
Mm.
That's a mountain out of a molehill, isn't it? I don't know. Yeah. The guy offered to buy the coffee replacement.
He did.
I feel like if you're... Songkran comes with the territory of Thailand.
Yeah.
You're going to have to deal with it a little bit.
It does.
And it's in good spirits.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I think as long as you're maintaining a good attitude, it should be all right.
Yeah. Staying on the topic of Songkran, it's very Songkran-heavy news day today. Now, often we talk about the Thai police, sometimes in a positive, sometimes, you know, they do something to infuriate the public. However, this time, female Thai police officers are the heroes because during the bustling Songkran festival on Khaosan Road, a group of female police officers heroically saved a Thai woman from a drunken foreign man who was attempting to drag her away. The incident occurred around 11:50 p.m., just days before the end of the festivities, and officers Supananan Nitaya Nirinton and Apirinya, who were part of the first crowd control division, swiftly responded to a distress call about the altercation. They found the foreigner in a highly inebriated state, attempting to forcibly take the woman with him. Acting decisively, the officers managed to separate them and ensured the woman's safety. The situation was resolved without further legal action as the victim chose not to press charges.
I can understand that sometimes. Sometimes the annoyance of just going through the incident is enough, and then pressing charges, you got to go through a whole legal process now. Ugh. So, good on the police for stepping in and stopping this from escalating to something potentially worse.
Well done to the Thai women, female police officers.
Indeed. Yeah. It's Songkran, man. There's a lot of, it's the world's biggest wet t-shirt contest. Let's be real.
Yeah.
And, there's going to be people out there misbehaving. Yeah. So it's important that police are out there maintaining the order.
And just like we said before, stay clear of the perverts. There are. The people.
There are among us, though.
The old sorts of people out there. Yeah.
Yeah, you don't know what they look like.
But I think this Songkran in general has been a success.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
So far, the news has been fairly positive regarding how well the organization and the events went. I saw videos of Khaosan Road and Siloam just absolutely packed.
Oh, teeming with people, man. Like, yeah.
In Khaosan, there was like a 5-minute video of people just standing, like the entire Khaosan Road. They were just standing. They couldn't move.
Yeah.
The whole video was just like 10 minutes of people just standing. They wanted to move. They just couldn't move.
Terrifying to me.
at some point, they even stopped throwing water because they were just like, I've been in the spot for like 10 minutes. I want to move.
That's so funny. But, I have a rule. If five people are touching me, I get to start moshing.
Yeah.
I don't know. No. You know, I got to tell you, some funny things happen because, every other story is Songkran related. This happened during Songkran, but it's not really Songkran related. But let's go ahead and do it.
Yeah.
So, yes, a Chinese duo has fled the country after stealing over $28,000 worth of jewelry in Bangkok. Now, two Chinese nationals are at large after stealing a diamond and gold bracelet valued at approximately 1.04 million baht from a Bangkok jewelry store. with authorities confirming the departure from Thailand. The theft occurred on April 16th, and the police confirmed that they stole, the surveillance footage revealed that they were concealing their bracelet under her blouse, the female suspect, before fleeing the store, and she also had a male accomplice with her. The suspects then made a swift escape to Suvarnabhumi Airport on a stolen motorbike, passing through immigration by 7:11 p.m., completing their getaway in just about 2.5 hours. The police have ceased tracking the suspects after their departure, but are expediting evidence gathering to secure arrest warrants on charges of stealing conspiracy. The police have assured that the suspects would be arrested and prosecuted if they returned to Thailand. Fast and furious, China, Bangkok, like that. They just snatch and grab. It was a quick little, I saw the footage, they just like a little steal thing, and then apparently stole a bike to get away, and then got through the airport. Like, the audacity of this crime, I think, is just very interesting. But they're back safe in China, away from the long arm of justice for now.
Yeah.
Well, that's our last story then.
Yeah, that's our last story. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's pretty much it. Now that's it. No. Ladies and gentlemen, we're now going to go into the comments section. Thank you for joining us, by the way. We've got a lot of first-timers.
This ad is brought to you by CarZuno, the easiest way to lease a brand new car in Thailand.